Finally today, a story about gardening. Monica Barman is a teenager in rural India who grows vegetables in a tiny rooftop garden. She's part of a program to empower women in villages across West Bengal. She's also the subject of Megan Mylan's new film, After My Garden Grows. I asked Mylan to describe Monica's hometown.
It's a very, you know, picturesque small village, like, you know, pull up your village flashcard and it's there. But it's a really lovely place if you have a ticket out. The families living there are dealing with sort of the whole ball of wax of poverty and landlessness, poor nutrition, and particularly for girls, sort of the added issues of access to education and child marriage. So there's a lot going on as these families sort of struggle to survive.
Right, a lot of struggles. And I was actually surprised to see how openly frustrated and even angry these young women are about some of the conditions of life they face.
The girls that you see in the film are becoming quite aware that the legal age of marriage is 18, that they have a right to stay in school, that they have the right to inherit land. And particularly Monica, our main character, is just such a present, feisty 16-year-old. And I feel like when you see her parents really actively, you know, searching for a husband to marry her, you just have this, I hope, you know, what I had was this gut reaction of a future just closing down.
Mm. Map it out for us, Megan. Getting girls to grow food, to farm, how does that keep them from getting married off at an early age? Connect the dots for us.
You know, it's not an obvious thing. Why would taking a gourd to market change your future? You know, these challenges are really economic. They're tradition and economic all, you know, rolled in together. What can happen with just the bit of sale that happens when these girls grow gourds or pumpkins or whatever they might sell at market is they make just enough money that they might be able to pay their school fees. And often their fathers feel like they can risk delaying their marriage a bit. And, you know, that's everything.
And there is that amazing scene in the market where Monica goes to sell that one gourd she gets off her rooftop garden. And she's holding those 20 rupees in her hand like it's gold. What was it like, though, for her to be, it seemed, the only woman selling goods in such a place?
Exactly. I mean, it's just not tradition. You know, business is men's work. And she goes with her father. And, you know, when you spend time with her inside sort of the compound, their houses are sort of a series of three little buildings. And she's surrounded by all the other women. She seems so strong and bold. And she's wasn't, you know, a shrinking violet at the market, but it was clear she was, you know, odd woman out.
What do you think Monica's future is going to be like?
On the first level, her life already has changed. I mean, she is already aware that she should have different options. But I really genuinely believe that the time is really ripe. The conversations happening internationally and in India, focusing on what an amazing impact you can make with even a small investment in the future of a girl.
Who knew so much depends on a gourd? Megan Mylan, Academy Award-winning director of the new film After My Garden Grows. Thanks for speaking with us, Megan.
Thanks so much, Marco.
Full disclosure, my colleague here at The World, Sonia Narang, was in charge of sound for the film. And we leave you with just a small sample of the music in the documentary. It features Prasanna, a guitarist and major figure in South Indian classical or Carnatic music. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for being with us.
Is a co-production of the BBC World Service, Public Radio International, and WGBH Boston, supported in part by the Rita Allen Foundation, investing in transformative ideas in their earliest stages to leverage their growth and promote breakthrough solutions to significant problems, online at ritaallen.org. By the WGBH Fund for Environmental Reporting, whose donors include the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting a cooperative approach to solving our critical environmental problems while we still can, the Candida Fund, furthering the values that contribute to a healthy planet, and by the PRI Global Reporting Fund, providing in-depth reporting on a diverse array of important topics, including global health. Donors to the fund include Marguerite Steed Hoffman and Blythe Brendan Mann Foundation.
PRI, Public Radio International.